Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Ruth King joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order with limited success. Ruth is the CEO of Profitability Revolution. RuthKing.info, is that right, Ruth?
That's it. That's the best place to get me. Everything's there.
All your videos and your books, the Profit or Wealth, that's her new book. Also, The Courage to be Profitable, that's awesome. Ruth, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I know you do all over the country is you work with clients directly. You help them do all the things that you've been telling us about, how to price the products, how to drive gross profit, how to manage their assets like accounts receivable and inventory and cash. But one of the things that I think that I'd like for you to talk to us about is something that I'm seeing. As we move into what I call the new regular, we go into the post-pandemic era, and I'm calling the new regular, meaning as opposed to something we used to call normal. And yeah. And I'm seeing a number of headwinds out there that I think are going to hit all of us, but especially small businesses hard, that we're not going to be able to do anything about. We can raise our prices, but if you can't get the products in, You can't deliver it and make the sale. We can plan growth, but if we don't know where to get the people or the technology to replace them, if you can't get people, you're going to be sitting there, you know, looking at your sign and nothing going on. I'm worried about some of this, and I'd like for you to talk about what you think we should do.
All right. First of all, the supply chain issues are real. I've got many of my clients who are in construction. I mean, the price of lumber has tripled. Generators are not around for 4 to 6 months. So if you sell it, you still can't install it, which means you can't get your money until it's installed. I mean, the supply chains right now are really scary in terms of who, what, when, where, why, and how, and when we're going to get product. Now, will that go away at some point? Yeah, sure. But the reality of it is, if you are selling and you can't get product, it doesn't matter if you raise your prices. It doesn't matter, you know, if you sell it. You can't get it paid for and installed and used if you can't get
it. It's not even on your books yet if you don't have it. And you better not take the money. You better not take the money, because it'll get spent, and then when they back out, you'll have to go get the money and pay them back.
Yeah. If you take the money, it has to go into a savings account and deferred income. That's where you put it, and so they can hold
their
spot. But you can't touch it.
You could have a train. Talk about it. It wouldn't just be a going out of business sale. It'd be a train wreck.
But we can't find
people either. The 85% of my audience recently polled either had some level, either they weren't trying to hire people, or they had some level of not being able to find people. Only 15% said we got no problems.
Yeah. You're going to have problems finding people, because everything's moving towards technology. If you do manual labor, you know, like construction or something like that, it's really hard to find people right now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to work. They want to be in front of a computer doing their thing. And that's the reality of it. There's a lot of stuff going on with the 3D printing right now, and there's a contractor in Austin who is putting the first 3D printed houses together. There's one in San Francisco doing it.
Yep.
So that may be an answer to some of the supply chain issues, but we'll see.
But that's not going to help. That's not going to help 2021.
No, but it may help 2022.
Well, it might, but what I'm getting at is I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly here. This is reality facing us. If we're, you know, they're projecting double digit growth in the last half of this year, and I hope that happens, because we also know that there's more cash sitting on the sidelines than ever before in the history of our country. And yeah, but when that comes out, it's going to be a whole lot of stuff looking for not a lot of products, and you know, and I both know that's the definition of inflation, right?
Yep, absolutely. You got it.
So a lot of headwinds out there. Hey, Ruth, good job today. Will you come back?
I'd love to. Thank you.
Will you give us your website, please, again?
It's ruthking.info.
And, folks, I encourage you to check her out. If you like what she said, it's tough love, folks, but it will save your life. I encourage you to check her out and get her to help you. Don't forget to check out her books, too, Profit or Wealth, also The Courage to be Profitable, and several others. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.